Hey, sweetie. Are you awake? I know you are. Don't try playing dead. Fine. I'll just stick my hand down your shorts and... Somebody's got a bad case of morning wood. If that persists for more than 4 hours, you'll have to see a doctor, you know. Lucky for you, I know just how to take care of it. Oh, I know your parents are in the next room. So what? I bet that didn't stop you from beating off when this was your bedroom. Back then, you must have dreamt of having a girl here. Now you've got a woman instead. It's an upgrade. And I know what I'm doing. You are right, though. Out of respect, we shouldn't fuck under your parents' roof. I'll just give your cock a squeeze instead. Shh, shh. Baby, keep it down. You're such a naughty boy. What do you mean, stop? Do you really want me to let go of your cock? I didn't think so. You're such a needy slut for me. My hands make you weak. Now take off those shorts. I don't know why I let you wear them in the first place. They only get in the way. I'm going to arrange some pillows up against the headboard. Now sit here between my legs. Then spread yours and lean back. There you go. Just relax. I'll put my hand over your mouth and... I've completely lost my train of thought. There was something else I was going to do. For the life of me, I can't remember. Do you know, sweetie? I can't understand you. You'll have to speak more clearly. Oh, silly me. My hand's in the way. Now what was that again? Oh, stroke your cock. Are you sure? He certainly seems to want it. I'm not totally convinced that you do, though. You did tell me to stop only moments ago, after all. Beg me for it. I don't know. You don't sound very desperate to me. Oh, shh, not so loud. Okay, I'll take care of my needy boy. I always do, don't I? That's right. Now to loop up. Here, you spit in my hand, too. I'll cover your mouth again, because you're such a noisy boy. Isn't that nice? There's nothing better than mommy jerking your cock. She knows just how to make you feel good. Jerk, jerk, jerk. You can never get enough. Being stroked in this room must bring back memories. I wonder how many times you've jacked off in here. There probably isn't even a word for a number that big. Fantasizing about a cheerleader's big tits one night. than a volleyball player's firm ass the next. Variety is the spice of life. This is so much better, though. Not even in your wildest dreams could you have imagined this. You want mommy's touch. You need mommy's touch. So just give in to mommy. Good boy. Every stroke makes you weaker. Get weak for mommy. Be completely helpless. Submit to mommy's control. She's such a petite little thing. She could blow away in the wind. You could brush her aside with your pinky. And yet, you're powerless to resist. Because this cock belongs to mommy. He's throbbing so much now. Does my slutty boy want to come? Too bad. No quick shooting for you. You need to be controlled. And you need to suffer. You're getting to the edge. And I'm gonna make you ride it. Here it comes. That's it. Get on that edge. Get on it and don't fall off. Now, only my thumb and forefinger are around your cock, stroking at a snail's pace. Your entire body cries out for release. Release that's not going to come. Your brain is empty. The tension is excruciating. Suffer for mommy. Now only a fingertip sliding on the underside of your shaft. Just enough to prolong the torture. Nothing else exists. Time itself has stopped. Agony is all there is. Okay, that's it for now. You are such a good little boy. You need a cool down. There, my hand's off your mouth. Go ahead and take some deep breaths. Don't make me slap your balls to bring you down. That's it. There you go. Breathe. You know, your neck is gorgeous. I can't resist having a nibble. Why are you shaking your head? So? You're a grown-ass man, owned by his tiny girlfriend. Are you embarrassed for your family to find out? Oh, you're mommy's shy little boy. That makes me want to do it even more. Oh, just beautiful. Now everybody will see that you're mine. Even that bitch you call a sister-in-law. Anyway, you've calmed down enough. Your cock's got a fever. And the only prescription is more stroking. The good news is, I'm going to make you come. The bad news is, you'll have to earn it. I won't gag you like last time, though. You'll have to hold in your moans yourself. One peep out of you, and it's over. God forbid your mom and dad over here. Now to lube up again. Your cock is back where it belongs, under mommy's control. We're going to go a little faster this time. Not as fast as you're used to, of course. You need to enjoy this journey. Every stroke makes you dumber. Get dumb for mommy. Don't think. Horny, owned, and stupid is the way to go through life. And that's just how mommy wants you. Because nothing else matters, and nothing else exists. Your cock in mommy's hand is all there is. She holds the entire universe in her palm. Mommy is all powerful, isn't she? She's about to make her little boy feel so good. You want to come for mommy. I know you do. You're almost there. Hold out your hand. Be sure to catch it. You don't want to leave cum stains on the sheets. Even if it wouldn't be the first time. Or did you have a stash of old socks to splooge into? Reduce, reuse, recycle. Your dick's so stiff it hurts. Your balls are so full they'll burst. Release is so close you can taste it. Just a few more strokes now. Bliss is only seconds away. You want to squirt so bad. There. That's it. That's it. Make mommy proud. Come for me. Come for me now. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. There it is. Oh. Spurt, spurt, spurt. Oh, keep going. Oh, good boy. Hey, stop squirming. I know it's sensitive, baby. You have to be milked, though. We can't have any stray dribbles, can we? Don't you dare make a sound. Just take it. Surrender your cum to mommy. Then it'll all be over. There you go. Almost done. Now, I want you to slurp up your cum. Don't swallow, though. Keep it on your tongue. Savor the essence. There it is. The taste, the texture. It's good, right? Okay, you can swallow now. What a filthy little slut you are. Good boy. I think you deserve some kisses. Maybe there's some jizz still left on your lips. Come here. Sweet boy. Are you okay? I know that was a lot. You took it really well. I'm so proud of you. Would you like a glass of water or just a cuddle? Sure, sweetie. I love my clingy boy. You never turn down a cuddle. Here we go. Let me hold you. I'll rub your back. By the way, sweetie, there's no need to worry about my marks on your neck. Nobody but us will know. Did you wonder why I offered to pack your bag? You'll find some turtlenecks I just bought for you. I always look after my good boy. You've never worn any before, though. Someone in your family's bound to ask.
Dude, what's up with the turtleneck?
Maybe you should start thinking up excuses now. Too bad we won't be able to lie here much longer. Your folks might think we're fucking. Hydrating soon would be good for you anyway. There's some OJ in the fridge, I think. You probably won't need much breakfast, though. Not after that huge load of cum you just ate. You know, come to think of it, you kissed your mom with that mouth. The next time you do, remember what just crossed your lips. And of course, I'll be watching.